And these are some of the best ways to give your garden tools a good spring tune-up. Right, Al?
That's right. But before we go, we'd like to make an announcement I'm sure you all have been waiting for.
Al is a woman trapped in a man's body.
No, I'm sure our audience knows that's not true.
Just kidding, Al. We invited our viewers to vote for their all-time favorite guest here on Tool Time, and today we'll announce the winner.
That's right. You were able to go down to your local hardware store and pick up a ballot that listed every single guest we've ever had on Tool Time. Although Bob Vila was left off that list.
Computer error, Al. Anyway, our three finalists are George Foreman, Mario and Michael Andretti, and Dwayne from the K&B Construction Company. From our ever-widening audience, you've had thousands of viewers write in. Lisa, what's the final count?
112 postcards, Tim.
Thank you, Lisa. And the winner for the most popular guest here in Tool Time is... I've got goosebumps. I really do. What? No. Mario and Michael Andretti!
Tim, that's not what it says.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Does not.
Does too.
Bob Vila.
It can't be. It cannot be Bob Vila. It can't be Bob Vila. I erased his name. Computer error took his name off that list.
Well, maybe the viewers did what I did and wrote his name in.
That's what I did.
Write-ins weren't allowed, Lisa.
Al told me I could.
He did he?
Yes, I did. So please join us next time when we'll meet our winning guest, Bob Vila. So popular that even though he was deliberately left off the ballot, won with a write-in campaign.
So join us next time in Tool Time when Bob and Al discuss how to remove crusty food from their beards. See you next time on Tool Time.
Thing before. A day of beauty for two at Adriana's.
It is so great that it is for two. Can you imagine a whole day of being pampered?
What, Tim doesn't pamper you?
Yeah, right. Tim's idea of pampering me is to wear his pants to breakfast.
Jill, are Brad and Randy planning to do some gardening?
Hey! Hey, guys! Where are you going with that shovel and that rake?
Nowhere.
Don't go near the cemetery again.
Cemetery?
Yeah, last week they dug a hole near the cemetery wall and told Mark that one of the bodies escaped.
We're just going down to the creek to build a dam.
Yeah.
Forget the dam, Beaver Boy. Lose the shovel, lose the rake.
Oh, man.
Now listen, if you guys get back before Karen and I do, go to Wilson's. Mark's gonna be over at Billy's.
Morning, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to see that Tim is his usual charming, bubbling self.
Oh, ignore him. He's always in a snit when Bob Vila's on the show.
Isn't he the guy that has that national tool show that Tim ripped off?
Don't start, Karen, please. All I've heard all week long is Bob Vila this, Bob Vila that. What does Bob Vila have that I don't have?
High ratings.
Fans.
Big salary.
Are you through?
Oh, Pookie, we're just kidding.
Remember, you have something to be proud of that Bob Vila does not have.
Oh, yeah, what?
Al.
Normally, I would have seen that coming. I'm very vulnerable right now.
Tim, you're so tense. Maybe you should come and pamper yourself at Adriana's.
Yeah, they have manicures and pedicures for men.
Let me tell you two gals something. Men don't let other people touch their feet. A real man clips his own toenails and flicks them in his wife's hair.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Bimford Tools is proud to present Tim the Toolman Taylor!
Hey, Lisa. Welcome to Tool Time. I'm your host, Tim the Toolman Taylor. You all know my assistant, Al.
Well, Tim, this is the big day.
It sure is. We get to that subfloor.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I don't think that's why the audience is watching today. I'm sure that, like me, they're all excited about seeing our favorite guest contest winner.
Yeah, aren't we all, Al? Aren't we all? Now, the subfloor will start.
Tim, why don't we introduce our favorite guest?
Why not? Our favorite guest is someone a few of you may know.
I think we all know Bob and love him.
Are we going to have to hose you down, Al?
Let me introduce the paterfamilias of home repair, Mr. Bob Vila. Thank you. Thanks for that warm welcome.
Oh, Mr. Vila, I just want you to know I'm one of your biggest fans. In my opinion, you've completely redefined television home repair.
Lisa?
Right.
Good to have you here again, Bob.
Thanks. That goes double for me.
Thanks, Al. It's always good to see you. I was so thrilled to find out I was picked your favorite guest here.
Well, I encourage a lot of people to vote for you. Bob, why don't you take a seat right here? Now,
thanks.
A lot of people think there's a big rivalry between Bob and I, but actually there's a lot of mutual respect between us, right, Bob?
Absolutely, Jim.
It's Tim.
I was just pulling your leg, buddy. Just kidding.
I don't know if we can have Bob on the show anymore. My sides are about to split.
Al, you've got a wonderful sense of humor.
Doesn't he, though?
Well, you know, Bob is also here to promote one of my favorite charities.
The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Flannel.
Actually, Tim, I'm supporting the Metropolitan Detroit Children's Fund.
I'm just pulling your leg, actually. It's a wonderful charity, and I bet they're excited that you're their chairperson. I understand that you're working on a lawnmower race.
That's right, and I'm having a tough time getting some competition.
Well, you know, Bob, Tim has a very powerful lawnmower.
Yeah. I tweaked out my lawnmower at home and dumped a big motor in it.
Oh, mine isn't homemade. I actually had mine designed and built by professionals.
Yeah? Well, I dumped a 300cc Harley with a special cam in it.
That sounds like the junior model. Bob here put in a 410.
Good for Bob.
Bad for you.
Yeah, and I've got an elongated throttle. I've actually been clocked at 42 miles an hour.
42? You have a lawnmower that goes 42?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I think it's time to kick some grass.
What do you say? Are you up to the challenge?
Yeah, why not? Sure, I'll race you.
Great.
Sure, that'd be good. It's a lot of fun.
It's charity. Yeah. Well, Tim, I just hope you're not a poor loser.
Al, I think the audience knows just what kind of loser I am.
Experienced.
Dad! Yeah, out here.
Timmy!
I thought you guys were going to that spa.
We've been there 6 hours.
You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Come out the garage. I want to show you something. Time for the unveiling. Come on.
Unveiling of what? What
Prepare
are you up to now?
To be amazed, girls.
I'm amazed.
You like it?
Like it? I hate it.
What is it?
What is it? It's a riding lawnmower with a jet engine off a Chinook helicopter.
Your mind? You put a jet engine on a lawnmower?
No, but thanks for thinking I could. I borrowed this. It's on loan from the U.S. Lawnmower Racing Association.
Why would anyone do this?
Think about it. You got riding lawnmowers, you got jet engine. Sooner or later, somebody was going to put them together.
Tell me you're not going to race this thing.
Technically, it won't be a race. It's just an exhibition with, Bob Vila.
I should have known. Whenever Bob Vila's on the show, you turn everything into a competition.
Jill, this is for charity.
No, it's not. It's to compete.
Honey, this is no competition. This is going to be a slaughter. I'll be at the finish line, and Bob Vila will be back there at the starting post, picking mulch out of his beard. See ya, Bobby.
How fast does this thing go?
Right now, this gear ain't about 62. But if I re-gear it, 94 I'll get it.
And after they pry you out of this with a crowbar, I'll turn to the crowd and say, he was a nice man, a good man, but not a bright man.
Honey, this will mow a football field in 11 seconds.
Hey guys, where'd you go?
We went down to the creek and caught some tadpoles.
Why didn't you come and get me?
You know, we looked all over and we couldn't find you.
I was in my room.
Boy, Brad, the one place we didn't look.
Why don't you take me anywhere with you guys?
It's because you always rat on us.
Promise I won't rat on you again.
Oh, really? Hey, Brad, maybe we should make him take the test.
Yeah, the test.
What test?
The tadpole secrecy test.
What's that?
You have to put a live tadpole in your mouth.
Ew, no way!
Okay, fine. But then you don't get to come to the creek with us and build a raft. See ya.
Wait.
How long do I have to hold in my mouth?
3 seconds.
3 whole seconds?
I told you he'd be a chicken.
I'm not chicken. I'll do it.
Buddy, come here. Now, close your eyes. Open your mouth. Ooh, man, a slimy one.
You better watch out. He's really wiggly.
Here he comes. Closer. Closer.
1001. 1002. 1003.
You did it.
Supposed to swallow the tadpole.
What's gonna happen?
Well, it's gonna swim around inside you and grow into a frog.
Yeah. Ribbit, ribbit.
Shut up, Brad.
Hey, Mark, I wouldn't drink any water. Might make it grow faster.
I'm gonna tell Mom and Dad on you.
Oh, yeah, like Mom and Dad are gonna believe that we made you eat a tadpole.
Brad, I wouldn't use that argument.
What's the matter?
Brad and Randy made me eat a tadpole.
A what?
A tadpole.
Where are they?
They ran away.
Well, Mark, you're going to be fine.
I'll get you a glass of water.
No, not water!
Okay.
It's turning into a frog.
No, it isn't, honey. This thing can't possibly survive inside of your stomach. Look, you're just going to digest it like a piece of fruit.
You sure?
I am positive. You're just gonna poop that thing right out. Now, just go outside and play. Listen, eating a tadpole's no big deal. Ah, gross! Oh, gross! Can you imagine having that slimy thing swimming around inside your stomach?
I know, yuck.
I can't believe that they did this.
Oh, it's so gross.
What happened?
Brad and Randy made Mark eat a tadpole. Funny, it's a terrible thing to do.
Oh, come on. They're boys. What's the big deal? When I was little, I made one of my brothers eat spaghetti. It had an earthworm in it.
Oh, Tim, please.
Steve didn't even know it was in there until one of the noodles tried to crawl back out. He was great. Always paid me back. He made me eat my mashed potatoes with a big cockroach in there.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, quit. Oh, and they're good. They're crunchy. They're not bad. What's that smell?
It's clam chowder, mushrooms, raisin, and little bits of liver.
Ugh.
I want Brad and Randy to think it's tadpole soup.
It's disgusting. I love it.
I'm just going with the flow.
Go out and tell them that the soup is on.
Brad, Randy, hustle up, dinner time.
Hi-ho, neighbor.
Hi there, Wilson. You missed a snip.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you can't guess what I got in my garage.
Well, just off the top of my head, I'd say a small riding lawnmower with a jet engine attached. Mark told me.
Think about it, Wilson. I'll be driving the fastest riding lawnmower on Earth.
Uh-huh.
You'll be a lawn mowing legend. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, Tim, it sounds to me like you're dealing with hubris.
Hubris? What's that in English?
It is English. It means excessive pride.
Oh, yeah, I got that, huh?
Not necessarily a good thing.
I don't have that. I don't want it. I'm just in this lawn mowing competition with Bob Vila.
Nothing like the rousing spirit of competition.
Yeah, Jill and Karen think it's a stupid idea.
Well, Tim, competition can be a very healthy thing.
That's what I think. I think competition inspires men, challenges us to build the biggest building, the fastest missile, the most absorbent bathroom tissue.
Competition brings out the best in product.
You're darn right.
But sometimes, the worst in men.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Hey, guys, I was just looking for you.
Hey, Dad. We're really sorry.
Sorry about what?
Didn't you talk to Mark?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry we're late for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, your mom's got it ready for you. Take those muddy shoes off before you get in the house.
Okay.
Tim, would the boys be in trouble?
Big trouble. They made Marky the tadpole, so Jill's making them think they're having tadpole soup.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, if you want to try the real thing, why don't you come over to my house on Saturday night?
Well, hello, Brad and Randy.
Hi, Mom. Where's Mark?
He's upstairs playing.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Why do you ask?
No reason, just because we love him.
Hope you're hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guess I'm done with this now.
That had our tadpoles in it.
Not anymore. Soup, anyone?
Hey, guys.
Is Mark eating this?
Oh, that's just for you. I'm having ice cream.
Oh, sweetie, it's right over there. Well, hi. I got the soup for the boys all ready. You want some?
Well, what's in it?
Oh, a tad of this, tad of that.
Sounds a tad too rich for me.
Oh, I get it. You want us to think the tadpoles are in the soup.
Now, why would your mother do something like that? Come on, dig in.
Come on, Randy. This is just a big bluff.
Yeah.
Come on, boys. Hop to it.
You know, it does taste kind of weird.
Yeah, but there's no way it's tadpoles.
Oh, I guess I can't fool you guys. Oh. Well, what is this? Just a rubber frog. How did that feel? Next time you feel like pulling something, maybe you'll remember that I see all, hear all, and know all that goes on in this house. Do you understand?
We're sorry.
Okay. Now I'll fix your real dinner.
Honey, please. I think you punished him enough.
Thanks.
Here we go, everybody. Stand by. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to this special edition of Tool Time. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you know my assistant, Al. We're here at beautiful Memorial Park, ready for the big race with Bob Vila. I've got this little helmet cam, so you'll all see exactly what I see. Hey, Bob, who do you think is going to win the race, huh?
It's for charity, Tim. The real winners are the children.
Of course they are, Bob. The winners are the kids. In second place, me. In a distant third, Bob.
What are you doing, Tim?
Trying to show the folks at home if there's any critters crawling around in your beard.
Well, I think we're about ready to go. Gentlemen, if you'll take your places.
Okay.
luck, Tim.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks, Bob.
Good luck.
Thank you, Al. What is that?
Just a little old engine, Bob.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Officer, I'll make sure I get those tickets for tool time for you. You bet. So, how was your day?
Well, when I heard on the news that there was a lawnmower running amok down I-96 with a police helicopter in hot pursuit, I thought to myself, could this be my husband? Are you all right?
There's a good chance of that. Yeah, I'm all right. There's good news and bad news. Bad news is, I got a ticket, and they impounded the lawnmower.
What's the good news?
Good news is, I mowed 40 lawns and made $186.
What is this thing?
This thing is a helmet cam so we could see my perspective during the race. I might add that you're looking pretty nice, honey.
Thank you.
Where are the boys?
Across the street.
So we're alone, huh?
Don't even think about it, Tim.
Come here, woman. Come here.
Patricia Richardson! And Mr. Tim!